You're listening to the Podcast Detroit Network. Visit www.podcastdetroit.com for more information.
All right. Hello, hello, hello. That was a different vibe.
Oh, yeah.
Hi, my V-Life crew.
A little house music.
It's another Friday on the V-Life podcast here on Podcast Detroit. It's your girl, AD, and I got my girl, C-Banks.
C-Banks.
Hugh is back in the building. He's on his hiatus.
Hugh Chambers.
Back. And we got Mr. E, a.k.a. the real Anthony Anderson.
The real Anthony Anderson.
And we have special guests in our midst today. We have our Young State rep, Yay. Joel Jones.
Mr. Jones in the building.
And
welcome.
You said, say your name again.
Diaja.
Diaja.
Yes.
Also.
Ruffin.
Deaja Ruffin.
Deaja Ruffin.
Y'all ain't nothing. We out without Deaja Ruffin.
Ooh.
Good. What's her name? What's good name for the Temptations?
Oh my goodness.
David Ruffin.
Oh, David.
David Ruffin. Y'all ain't nothing.
Is that your family?
Yes.
It is?
Oh, wow.
He relates to you?
Okay.
What?
That's wild.
Okay. That is some hysteria in the building.
Y'all don't even know.
Well, you guys are joining us on another Friday. We had a different vibe going, a little more techno, more
something new.
Yeah,
house. Something new.
Something new, something fresh. It's almost February. Or is it February? No.
Tomorrow's February.
So is it February? Not yet.
Close.
All right. So today on our show tonight, we're going to be talking about old school versus new school. And that pertaining to health and politics, relationships, and just the way of the way we're thinking now in 2020.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know what that is.
So. The first word that comes to your mind right now.
Oh, what is old. The first thing that could... Old.
Since that's what we're talking about, old and new.
This is the
favorite
right there.
Well, that was good. So, Hugh, how does it feel to be back on the show? We missed you. Yeah, you look nice. Brother. You look clean. You look suave.
Healthy.
I was looking dirty the last time you sent me
I mean, a little ashy. But who's counting?
She's a little ashy.
Who's counting?
Don't be a girl. That's a girl one. Oh my God, you look great. Like, have you lost weight? What are you saying? I was fat?
Right.
Don't do that.
I wasn't saying that. But yeah, that's good. We're happy to see
We're
you.
We're glad to have you back.
Thank you.
I mean, do you want to tell us anything?
What's new?
Did you with the twinkles? What's new?
What did we miss? Too much fun, yeah. Right?
Don't be
shy. Yeah. Want to talk about that.
Yeah, okay. Too much fun. Okay.
All right. I didn't know. Vicarious. You know, I don't know. We just trying to figure out maybe we can learn something.
Talk to these kind of people.
Don't be shy.
They regular people.
He got the mumble rap.
Joel's from the neighborhood.
He all like, I don't know.
He like real conversation.
I don't know.
Nothing wrong with real conversation.
Right.
I went to jail. That's where I was gone.
Okay.
Okay. I was in jail.
So I'm sure a lot of our listeners can relate.
Yeah, definitely was in jail. The law enforcement got behind me, and I decided not to stop. I had somewhere else to be, so I would rather have been there.
Fuck 12.
And I left.
They right outside.
Yeah, they stay outside of this building.
Yeah, we downtown, they're going to be here.
They're going to be everywhere.
So here, sure and here. Where you're supposed to be.
So, yeah. And
so what did we learn?
On what we call the chase.
Okay, vicarious.
Yeah. And
gotta do it at least once in a while.
It seems like the thing.
You said, what did we learn?
So what did we learn?
I should have went 80 instead of 50.
Oh,
okay. You think?
Because I got caught.
You think? 80 instead of 50?
All right.
You was trying to get caught.
I don't think that's the answer she was looking for.
I don't think so.
I should have went 80.
I should have went a little faster. And I probably would have made the last three podcasts.
Okay, but listen. I'm gonna keep it real. Okay. Knowing what we know now about... Blacks and law enforcement, like, why would you run? You're a black male, like that.
That's why I ran.
Why would you?
I'm a black male.
No, like I would have just. All right, okay, like,
yeah.
Tom it up, Uncle Tom it up, just a little bit.
How about Uncle Tom?
Yeah, I could do the Uncle Tom that time.
That's fair.
Next time.
Life happens.
Maybe next time.
Life happens.
You know what, officer? Here you go. Is there all your stuff? Whatever you want to
go. Here we go.
But last time.
You'll have it all together next time. They'll never do that again.
Just one for the books.
I got to go.
It's okay. Right. It's a little bucket list experience, right?
You know. Well, either way, we're happy to have you back, and thank God you don't have a black eye.
No, not no more.
That's good. So last week we did have the mayor of Inkster on, and they did do a little holla for you, Joel.
Okay.
I told them he was coming this week, so they did shout you out, and it'd be good to have both of you guys on maybe one time, in a few months, spring or something. I would like to see you.
Maybe on location or something like that. You know?
Yeah. I think that'd be sweet. Yeah. On location, it'd be really sweet.
Yeah, somewhere.
Okay. Well, I know you got something. What you got? A holiday party? Something we can
show up to? Sure, we might have something coming up, too. Yeah, we might have something coming up soon.
Did you say holiday?
Yeah.
You can use it for everything.
I love it. Yeah. I do
you
love
see
it.
That?
It works.
I like
it. It just
that.
Works. I was like, holiday. Why didn't I think of that?
It works. Okay. Yeah. I'm sorry. I interrupted.
No, yeah. I say it, but I don't say it. You know, I say it. I'll say it. Right. So, Joel, like
XL.
I said, the topic is...
I wear XL.
Okay. On the holla. You trying to get...
I
look,
just heard what he was saying.
You want us to advertise?
He's about to wear got the XL. Marketing team here today.
Exactly. Totally. So our topic today is old school versus new school. Like I said, talking about different things. Now, Joel is a new school politician, so his views are different than the old ways, I would say. Because you have a different mind.
Head, sure.
You got an old spirit, but you still are young. So you have a fresh perspective versus, you know, how some people just go along with the program, bandwagoners.
Right.
You know, so what, you know, and I'm starting to see more younger people of color, too, that are being involved in politics. Have you seen a different dynamic, you know?
I mean, I definitely think so. I think even, you know, Bro was talking about when he first got on about the state of the state. Mm-hmm. It's even like, you know, we traditionally just haven't been involved, you know, but now it's like we making it like cool. We're making like positive, like sex, you know, now because it's like so many young people of color getting involved, you know, not just in Michigan, but just all over.
Right.
So, and especially we think so much differently than folks that's been there for a long time. So, you know, they've been trying to fix law. I mean, like, it's crazy. The laws you see, like, people be, minimizing the amount of like wolves you can hunt, you know, or the amount of fish you can catch and shit. And it's like now we are coming on the scene trying to say like, yo, we want to expunge all marijuana felonies because now everybody making money off of marijuana. Mm-hmm. So, you know, now we want to give everybody a life back, you know, it's just a different way of thinking for us compared to everybody else. Like we trying to solve like the everyday issues, you know, like auto insurance kind of stuff, you know, like paying for college. And this stuff they've been thinking about, but it's like we coming and we just coming up with radical ideas, just dropping an idea. Like, you know what? Eliminate all college, you know, cause it's like you got to start somewhere so you can work it down to a realistic, like, conversation. So that's what I've been noticing lately. Cause
do you think it's
marijuana felony? That's crazy. Marijuana legal. There's people in jail still.
Exactly. Doing years for marijuana.
And oftentimes they're like black and brown people too.
Exactly.
Like more often than not. So,
right. Do you get a lot of pushback from older politicians, not only black, but of other ethnic backgrounds as well, because of the free thinking and the way that the young people just bring ideas to the table and trying to really actually change things versus just saying they are?
Yeah, I don't know. Deaja might be able to talk about that more about on her journey, because I know for me, like, I was one of like the first young people that got in the game. So it's kind of like we like surprised them,
right?
Know?
And it was,
but now they like watching all the young cats get in the game now, and they trying to, you know, be like, damn, you know, that little dude Joel got in, he started acting crazy. I don't know, can't let no more of them.
He's
get
using
in, you know?
Holla. What?
Yeah. Like, I don't know what it is. So it's like, you know, sometimes when you see other people trying to come up, it's like they be getting blocked from different angles. But so she might be able to talk about that more. But I think at any time, if you come into something being new on the scene, people who've been there for a while, of course they're gonna try to like block you because they feel like you about to come and take over their territory or something. You know?
And have you experienced any of that personally?
Oh, definitely.
Well, give us an experience. Give us a story. A good one.
Ooh, I don't know about telling stories, but lessons that I've learned, okay. I would say that it's definitely challenging just being young. And now that I'm a black woman,
yes.
It's worse. You know, it's like, okay, a black young man coming in. But you have a black young woman talking to an older man, older other colored men, mm-hmm. It's kind of harder, especially we like to say that black women want to support black women, but oftentimes we recognize that black women are against each other because of as much pushback that we get just from being black. It's like, mm-hmm. I'm sitting at the table, but how am I going to sit at the table if somebody else is sitting at the table too?
Mm-hmm. Right. You
know? So trying to figure that dynamic out has definitely been challenging, but I think it's conquerable. Yeah. It's just about being a good-hearted person, mm-hmm. and knowing that your intentions are important. So I just always go back and look at my goals. Yeah. I never let what's going on affect me as much as what change I want to implement.
Good. Right. And so that's good.
What is one of your goals to accomplish in politics? What's one of your main goals? What do you stand fast on?
Yeah.
On the community.
Okay.
I would say that politics is about money.
Okay.
And we like to look past that and just look at service, but the government are the people who generate the money. Mm-hmm. The way that the money is being brought out is because of them. So once we recognize that, we will see that the community and money are not correlating together. Mm-hmm. So it's like, this is what your job is. Why isn't this money being reflected in certain areas?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Actually, what is your title?
I'm the 13th Congressional Democratic Party Treasurer, but I have several titles.
Can you say that one more time?
She's got several hats.
Can you say that one more time?
Good.
You just said it long.
13th Congressional Democratic Party Treasurer.
That's cold. I don't know what it is, but that's cold.
Explain that.
Would you like to explain it for us?
Do y'all know Congresswoman Rashida Tlaib?
Not at all.
Okay. We gotta be educated on this type of thing. Though.
Yeah. Exactly.
She's one of the congresswomen. So it's like the state rep at the like the U.S. level. So she's the one who can potentially impeach Trump.
Mm.
Wow.
But now it's with the Senate. So those are like our Debbie Stabenows of the world. I'm sure.
Right.
Okay. But stuff like that.
Yeah. Wow. That's really awesome.
So
how did you get involved in politics at all? Like, were you always interested in either like debate or, you know, standing up for the little guy when you were younger? Like, how?
Honestly, I had a transition in my heart. So I'm a very spiritual person, and I know that change is important. And we like to make change in the pulpit, but often that doesn't reflect in the community either.
Right.
So I know that I'm a minister. You know, that's everyone is if, you know, we believe in the Bible or have read the Bible or anything, whatever religion or practice that you may do, because I'm not a religious person myself. But when I had that encounter, it told me that I need to be a leader in the community. And so I seen what Joel was doing, honestly. Mm-hmm. And within that, I just started watching everything that he was doing and seeing how I could implement myself within what he had already started instead of trying to, you know, be by myself. And
start a grassroots.
Yep.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. We got to, like, team up.
Need a team up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Come together. Yeah, that's a big important step because, like you said, even going back to how you have some women at the table already that's already have that position, and oftentimes even myself, you know, having a background in broadcasting, and sometimes it's the same kind of backlash. If it's one woman in the position, they're not looking too happy to see the young, fresh face coming in. It's a threat to their job instead of them trying to help build you up and allow you to have that opportunity and for them to actually start thinking about moving on or doing something greater. They instead like, oh wait, I can't let this position go. Like, mm-hmm. we're after 10, 15 years, you would think you would be ready to grow and try something different and try to impact somebody else in a different way. But it's always like the cutoff, like, oh wait, you know, like, oh no, no, don't think you coming in here trying to do nothing, you know. And it is unfortunate because even myself, like, I'm always trying to uplift any black woman that I see just doing anything good or someone who needs that encouragement just to try to do better.
Extra support.
Yeah, you know, and I do feel that same backlash when it comes to certain, you know, and mostly in all all aspects and anywhere, if you have a strong head person, they, especially in with women, like men sometimes will pull each other up and say, yeah, you know, we got something for you to do. Come on through. But women, they are very threatened by other young black women that's coming up. Mm-hmm. And I really do have an issue with that because we're all here to try to make a change and open doors for the next generation. So why are you trying to block me?
I think that sometimes we just lose the vision. Like mm-hmm. when you get a lot of workload or you have a lot of issues to deal with and listening to a lot of different ideas and getting your hands tied with certain people, it starts to like blur your vision. Mm-hmm. And I made sure I told myself before I started this that I would never allow someone else to blur my vision as to what is going for my life. Now, as far as what that looks like with other people, now that's different. You know, where areas I'm going to be in, I have no idea. But as far as what's my purpose, I never will lose sight of that. And I think that that's what we do. And that's what the system is created for us to not have vision.
Yeah.
So when we recognize that, we'll be able to see like, okay, it's not me against myself so much or me against her. It's made that way. Like, they want to make sure it's staying that way.
So that we're, you know, not working together and we're not seeing a bigger and brighter future for anyone.
Seeing a lot of us. Yeah. You know, if it's only 5 people out of 100 people that are black women or black in general, it's kind of like, okay, now we supposed to be together. And then one of us is supposed to be the person that's being a rabbit for this other colored folks. Mm-hmm. And now they telling them, okay, well, we need to know that, you know, it's just, it's set up against us, but if we stay focused, we can make it happen. Even within, like, it's a lot of stuff what I want to say about people or I feel some type of way, but I know that's not doing us any justice.
Right.
Like, as a people.
Right.
Now, I can address a person quickly, but all we doing is tearing each other down and showing other people that, like, can we keep our business to ourselves?
Sometimes, exactly. And just have it within our own group. Like, look, don't let
everybody
know. No,
we fight each other. It seems like, you know, like what she's saying. Like, you fight. We keep fighting each other. We lose sight of what's actually going on. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, I push that initiative with myself. That's what I Get Your Life initiative is the same thing. What you're saying is, if you don't understand yourself, how can we all get together? Mm-hmm. But once we start understanding, like, dang, okay, there's more things out here to do in the world, and to be mad at Hugh or to be mad at Joel for what they got going on.
Right.
But what they got going on may influence you to do something else as well. You
can
jump on the boat, but some people's pride is just so overwhelmed and so bigger than you, life. Mm-hmm. You figure like, oh, I'm not fuck you, fuck Jewels. We get to the point where we like she said, we lose sight
of
the bigger picture. It's so much more going on.
I think a lot of the time, you know, we're brought up in this culture where we're so individualized and we are constantly seeing ourselves in like this one position, but we don't think about often that we can have other people with us and like, you know, like everyone else was saying, we can elevate other people up. I don't think that's really in our culture to be working together.
Yeah. It's a lot of work.
Something that's been lost.
It's in our culture.
Yeah, it's in our culture.
It just broke us down. Yeah. It broke us down, but it's in us. Like that's what we are.
Views that way.
Right.
When y'all keep thinking of saying this, the only thing that keep popping in my head is the Jim Crow law. Like, it just keep popping in my head the whole time y'all was talking.
Mm-hmm.
Like blacks versus blacks, tall or short, light versus dark.
The Willie Lynch.
Skinny, yep.
Yeah, it's always putting...
When you have certain minds that's trying their best to push the initiative differently, some people just have to get on the bandwagon. It's hard to accept that, okay, this is Joel. Okay, it's hard for you to accept, but he's here. You can't. Right. There's nothing you can do about it. What can you do? He's taking the initiative and he's pushing it. You know what I mean? It's not a lot of young black. You know what I mean? What I'm saying, like,
you know,
it's like a young.
Be,
that's you know, what I'm saying, right, though. It's a lot of people that's not ready to be Fonz. You know,
they don't know how to follow.
You know, like
Fonz Bentley.
Fonzworth Bentley. You know, a lot of people don't want to, but he's somewhere sitting. He's done. He's done working. You know what I mean? He did his job. And that's what we don't. It's so hard for us to just band together and make something.
Because everybody
really
want to have the power. Everybody want to be the main man. Everybody
want to
be the big shot.
That's why they made Instagram and stuff like that for people just
instead
to make
of
it
learning
illusion.
How to follow behind. Like you were even saying about us, like even doing this podcast, we don't know like who may take off and just blow up. But then we are here together with a purpose right now. But I'm not going to say, well, Courtney, nah, girl, you ain't supposed to go do that little modeling shoot because you supposed to be here. Like, no, you don't stop people from growing. Mm-hmm. You want to try to, that's what we're here for.
You're not here to end somebody else's narrative.
Exactly. We're here to build something, help you build a platform for yourself. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of us, like what she's saying, like what you guys are a part of. Like a lot of us, like you say, we don't even know what's going on. Yeah. We're not even part of the conversation.
Exactly. I want to make her say it again. Say that one more time, please. I'm sorry. I just love the title.
Democratic Party treasurer.
That's cool.
And your name is again. Your name is again.
Deaja Ruffin.
Okay. That's good. I mean, I'm just so happy to just see a diverse group of people that has a different mindset. Like the show is worth. It's called Old School versus New School. Okay, like my main thing is I tell everybody I'm tired of the old politics.
Right, the period. Old ways.
It's, I mean, the old politics, period. Like, however you want to take your politics, is your street politics, your politics in the boardroom, your politics in the government offices. All of those old things are different now. People, you can literally be a rich person tomorrow. You can walk out of here. I can film you falling down the stairs, Hugh, and you'll be on Ellen Wednesday. Wednesday, you'll be on Ellen. You like, and you got a career off of that now.
Right.
Now you just
exactly. He done went viral.
So like you saying, like it's the same with like you guys in office. Like, you know, if you can get the right laws passed and to change things, to change people's mind states, to change people's mind frames, things can be different. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? People can become different. You can have different cultures. You can have different environments to live in. You don't have to. We don't have to no longer be caged into, as they call, projects. You know what I mean? That's why they were called projects. You guys were projects. We don't even need those type of things nowadays. Because what you do is you keep the mind state and the mind frames of the people that's around us and your children and everything like that the same.
Yeah.
Nothing changes.
Nothing changes.
Nothing changes. Like we don't like a lot of people changing their eating habits and things like that. A lot of people are changing their different, you know, their views and changing how they think. You know what I mean? A lot of
things
are
tired.
Yeah.
They like, okay, now this is getting real old. Yeah, literally. Like old, it's getting. Yes. Health. Like he just said,
generation, like older folks, we were grown on. Like say like you, like at Thanksgiving, what's the meal? Greens, collard greens, macaroni and cheese,
potatoes,
yams. Come on, man. Come on. Now you got people like, now they changing up. Now they saying, I don't want to do that no more. We having a lamb chop. We having a lobster. We having a
shrimp and grits.
Nobody's doing it. That's the change that we need to change the views and the way people think.
Because when I tell my mom,
I'm tired of the old Negro
spiritual. Mom, I don't eat this. She's like, girl, you was brought up on this. What are you saying? I'm like, okay. But that was way back.
I might get a lot of flack for it, but I'm tired of the old Negro spiritual myself.
So I do. That's one thing that
it's
I
new,
love.
It's new ways of thinking. Yeah. You know, you can take the old ways, implement them in the way you think because it can empower what you're thinking. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, it's new way, new views. Yeah. Like she thinks totally different than me. I'm 42. I don't know how old you are, but you think totally 25. You think totally different than me. I don't know. Courtney thinks totally different than me. Her views may be different than your views. Yeah. His views are totally different than him and you may think totally different. So we have to understand that part. And a lot of people don't want to understand that we all, it's six different people in the room.
Exactly.
You know, I can't be like him. I can't be you. It's impossible.
Right. And oftentimes it's hard to, sometimes people make it hard to coexist with all of these different perspectives. Like you don't have to have the same perspective either, you know, but at least validate somebody else's perspective like or experience.
Right. So it's just not like, well, yeah, no, thank you. Right. Yeah. We're going to pass that.
Yeah, some people do that.
Yeah. Now, my experience, you know, being in the school system, like these, even, we're millennials, but even, well, I don't know about you, E. Sorry. But even the kids that's in the school now, they're, you know, millennials too, in a different generation. I don't know the name exactly, but it's like, even watching them grow up, it's like some old school things I think still needs to stay in place because it's valid, like respect and, you know, things of that nature, you know, because I feel like with the kids under us, they have lost all respect for everybody. You know, they self. I'm telling you, I'm watching it. Like, they even say it. Like, disrespect. Like, they know.
That about us, though. They said we ain't had no respect.
But do you see the generation under you? Do you feel like, I feel like
less respect than they do right now.
I feel like if I was outside or if I was in school in the hallway, especially in middle school, like, I wasn't running down the hallway, like, nigga, shut the fuck up. Like, because it's teachers everywhere. Middle school, not high school, but middle school, like, you running down the hallway talking about, bitch, what are you talking about? Like, that's my man. What? You know, we would at least wait till we was outside, way off somewhere in the field before we start cussing.
And you ain't the same age as me.
I'm 32.
I'm 33.
So you're 33. We grew up together, Hugh. You were on my porch. You forgot. Yeah.
I look like him. I know. So look.
Nobody said that.
All right,
nobody said that.
So look, boom. I feel like we had less respect than the generation after us.
I feel like we must have got disrespected.
I feel like we had less respect for the adults in our era than the people that's the kids that's teens right now. Oh, yeah. I feel like that because of drugs. We had I feel like we had a lot of drugs going on and we were selling them. So we had more money than some of the adults.
Yeah.
So we didn't respect you. Like, automatically your respect is gone because, like, all right, what you drive? Like,
that's dealing with somebody that's got a, you know, a disease or an issue. That's different.
Even some of the teachers. Like, if a kid comes to school with $10,000,
it never changes. Right. It never changes.
Yeah. Everything happens the same.
It's all the same.
I just feel like now, like, I feel like even when I was just growing up, I just still felt like adults. Like, of course, if you see somebody, an irresponsible adult, you don't really feel like you really got to listen. But maybe that's because how I was raised. Like, some inkling to be like, even if they're off whatever, I'm still not going to just totally disrespect them because I was just brought up not to disrespect my elders. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? No matter what, like, the old lady telling you to get off her grass, I didn't be like, bitch, shut the fuck up. Mm-hmm. Like, who you talk? Get your ass in the house. Like,
and filming it.
Exactly. Like, I'm hearing kids say that. It's kids 7 years old cussing out adults.
Not our age, bro.
That's what I said.
Not my kid. Not
some of them people would have came out.
See, some of these people, some of y'all ain't been punched in the chest. Y'all ain't been punched in the chest. That's all.
Exactly.
Your uncle ain't punched you in the chest.
You gotta leave her.
It made you lose every breath you had.
Sometimes we had to do that.
Hurt you.
To some kids.
Chill, bro. That lady cool.
But it's kids now. They like, why do I gotta respect an adult if they don't respect me? Like, but they don't realize that they think they are on your level. Meaning, if I punk smack you, I'm going to jail. Yeah. You know, but they think they can just run up and hit you or just they own your level. Right. Like, I'm on, like, they just think they are. And
they don't think that they have a
you even know how to
for
put on
actions.
A tampon? Like, no, you're not on my level. No. Go sit down and go get a pamphlet and learn how, you know, like, but they think they are because they're exposed to so much. They see so much. They think they know so much. Like, I feel like they have so much exposure, but they don't have experience. So they think because they've seen it on TV or they hear it on a song that they know how it goes. But you haven't experienced that. You don't really know. Situations can turn out any kind of way.
Now, speaking of that.
We got to have a young person in here to had an opinion.
There's two young
I am.
Right?
Yeah.
How old are you?
24, 25, 24.
You're talking about a teen.
But they're still, they not that far from there.
I mean, whoa.
You should want to be young. I'm now. Y'all supposed to.
I want to be young.
That's what I'm saying. So she see what I'm saying. They are a little different.
But we've all been there before. Like, I can't.
And I understand that.
It was just a different time. Yeah.
When you a young person, like, I tell them all the time, when I was 13, 14, I thought I was grown. I thought I knew everything, you know, but I wasn't expressing it to everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, my friends, like, yeah, but to adults, it's like, no. But then a lot of them, I think, are being put in roles that make them older. Like, they watching five kids and they like, girl, you make sure you get my debit card to pay the bill online, right? You know, they just doing so much.
We can add politics into that, though.
Yeah.
It's like, the parents can't be at home.
Exactly.
You know? Like, our black men are getting arrested, you know, even what's going on. Right. So, you know, I looked up a study. It said that within, I think, 30 days, within 3 days, a person that goes to jail can lose their house and their job. Wow. And that's a study that's been said. So it's like, that is very, and that's just for a minor offenses. You know, if somebody get pulled over and they're driving on suspended licenses because they can't pay $100 ticket, but they're trying to get to work. You know, it's like within what's going on, it's definitely what's getting us tied up. So the kids are seeing this happening. They like, this is going to happen to me
and
too.
If a certain type of household, the man can't live there. Cannot live there with the family, cannot live there with his child. His wife, he cannot live there.
In what instances are you discussing?
Say for instance, a Section 8 type of thing, or if you live in a project home, the man is not allowed to live there.
Or like girls on the run, like a women's shelter?
I think you mean if you're getting some type of aid from the state and they're providing you housing.
He's
not allowed to live with you all.
Oh, wow.
No matter if he has kids living there with you at all.
Yeah, so that separates the mentality.
So that's like a part of the system that's just made for you to be like,
so with like the old school, new school thing with you guys being in the politics, how is it with the being in there with the old thinkers and when you're trying to implement your thought, with their thought just has to come across as right, but you know you're right, because I tell a lot of people I went to school as well. I got an education A and B and C. I used to get that right. A was right. I got a good grade. You know, I got 100% a lot too. Right. So it's like, okay, like, so you telling me I'm not right now? You know what I'm saying? Like, what is it like with you being in there and you trying to implement your thoughts to the old thoughts, the new thoughts?
I think sometimes just with some of the old heads, it's just like, they just be moving so glacially. You know, like, it's like you be trying, like how you were saying, like, even if we know you're right, it's like, it's just like math. Like in math, like in school, they used to ask you to show your work. You know, but like sometimes I could just think about the problem right there. I won't write it down and shit, but on the test, if I didn't show my work, I get a bad grade. Right. And it's kind of like, even with some of my colleagues, it's like they want to show their work. You know, they want to run through the whole process and you're like, man, it's right here. This is all we got to do.
Right.
We strike this little piece out right here, add this sentence, add this word in there, we good to go. And they're like,
same outcome.
It's just, exactly. It's just like sometimes when you're dealing with folk, and a lot of times because it's new to you. It's new to them sometimes too. So it's like you got to walk them through the steps so they can learn it. But sometimes it just, you know, sometimes that conversation kind of defeats the progress. Cause now you thinking about, even like, for example, she's talking about these 3 days, you know, everything's on the timeline. So when you're talking about creating laws, when you're talking about creating policies and doing stuff like this, it's on the timeline. It's like you, every day that you continue to process out, that's somebody else that you ain't helping, you know?
Right.
So sometimes it's like the piece that you got to get over. But I mean, it's interesting as well, because then you kind of get to learn how they think. So, like, moving forward,
like
you
chess.
Know, like, you know what? This is how I need to approach, because so I can go ahead and
make this
go
happen.
Ahead and slide, you know. So,
for people who don't know, can you say your title?
I'm a state representative. Okay. Neighborhood Hope Dealer.
No.
And that pertains to what? What is it that you actually?
A state representative. So,
as a state representative, I represent 5 cities. I represent 11 districts. So I got Inkster, Garden City, Dearborn Heights, Livonia, Westland. With that role, I basically work for about 60,000 people, more than that. Out in Lansing, advocating on their behalf when I'm at the Capitol. We're working on laws, legislation, having meetings. I'm really just representing the interests of the entire district.
So you
district
you getting laws passed, or are you making laws?
Both.
Bro.
Oh.
Wow.
Yeah.
You're killing me.
But it's like, as a state rep, it's kind of like you got to create your own path. Like, you know, it's certain things that I wouldn't even say you're required to do. It's certain things that you're supposed to do as a state rep. But, you know, you could be a real bad one. You could just go vote, you know, do whatever. Or you could, like, go make sure you're having meetings in the community, talking to the people, keeping a pulse, you know, in the neighborhoods. But you got some people that just collect the check. So it's like, as a state rep, you just kind of got to create your own, you know,
your own personality.
So what is one of your goals?
My goals is really just, you know, I kind of want to figure out something big for me is succession planning. So, like, I want to make sure, like, because I got 2 years left. So I want to make sure there's somebody who's able to come up after me so we can start creating a pipeline, you know, for folk to actually represent.
What do you
represent
mean when you say 2 years left? Why you only got 2 years left?
We got term limits in Michigan. So you can run for two 3 2-year terms in the House of Representatives in Michigan. Mm-hmm. So I've been in, this would be my fourth year. So I have 2 years left I can run for. I run my last campaign this year. So I'm looking around trying to figure out like who we can support for the next go around so we can keep somebody that represents our interests, you know, in that position. Mm-hmm. So that's what's big to me and in all communities, you know, in Detroit, Ipsy, Flint, Saginaw, all these places where we have, you know, folks that look like us and we have people representing that look like us. We need to figure out because even like John Conyers, you know, Congressman Conyers, the Dean of Congress, but he stayed in there for so long, definitely developed a lot of people, but it was kind of like when he passed away suddenly and then when all the allegations came up suddenly and he resigned, it's like who's supposed to support? Mm-hmm. You know, it's kind of, it just became an open field, but I think we had to be more strategic and say it's not an open field and we got to come together how y'all was talking about earlier to say, you know what, I want to run, you want to run, she want to run, he want to run, but we're going to go ahead and put you up, Hugh. We all going to get behind you, support you. You going to run, you know, stay in there for however long. Whoop, and then, you know, we're going to pop her in. Like, we just got to be more strategic how we plan so we can actually, you know.
Just like the other groups. That's what they do. They keep people in line. Okay, we know you leaving. We already groomed up XYZ, and he's ready to go. You know, so that's what other cultures
do. So have you found the person that you want to come up after you?
Yeah, I found a couple of folks. I'm kind of like planning because we still got a little bit of time left. Right, so I'm kind of just, you know, I'm sitting back. You know, I just be pinging little stuff here and there, paying attention, throwing little stuff at folks, seeing how they, you know, how they react to it. Yeah. You know,
Outside of politics, what do you got going on?
I got a nonprofit called the Neighborhood Hope Dealers. Okay, most nonprofits are 501c3s, but this is 501c4 because with a 501c4 you can advocate on political issues too. Oh, so it's like also a way for me like still not really campaign, but that still name stay is
again.
Involved.
What was that name again?
Neighborhood Hope Dealers.
Okay. Neighborhood Hope.
Besides that, I got a clothing brand called Holla. That's just a little Holla. Hashtag I used. There y'all go. Hashtag I used. Shooting, just got a little nephew, some other, you know, some godchildren, stuff like that. Outside of that, deacon at church, police
church.
You know, single man,
single, very single.
What is your views on the relationships today versus like how your parents' relationship is or the old school relationship?
Man, it's such a dirty game out here. You know, my parents been married for I think it's about on April 1st it'll be 27 years.
Oh, that's
I believe, and it's like, you know, that's all cool. You know, they have to work through. You know, you got to work through something to get to 27 years. Like,
not
y'all,
easy.
I gotta really like each other. But you know, when I'm looking out here nowadays, it's just like it could be a hit or miss. Like, you know, because I know how I am, and then I know how other people are, and it's just like. You know, like if y'all not together, like, you know, and you know where your, it's like the physical, I don't want to say it, not attraction, but like just having, knowing where the person is, like having them there with you, like that's so important these days. Cause if not, like,
you got to be around each other.
You got to be around each other.
And you got to love being around each
because
other.
Because I do feel like today it's like we know it's a microwave society, but
we talked about
feel like everybody's just having sexual relationships. It's like, okay, yeah, we going to have sex and sex, right? we do that, and then it's like you try to base a relationship off
lust.
Sex. Right, lust. You know, and it, and you then you realize you like 6 months later, like, oh my God, I don't crazy. Like that. He chew funny, this and that, all type of stuff. You realize that I feel like when you first get into it, you kind of in the fog. You kind of like, oh, I'm like in love. I'm in love cloud.
Major role.
Don't have sex, y'all. Canceled.
Whoa.
Sex is canceled for 2020.
Look at the boy. They like, hold on, nine. Wait a minute.
They was like, this was the wrong day to come.
You're so silly.
Very
it is natural, but I'm saying it's a responsibility.
No, people just need to learn to grow up. Fuck all of the bullshit. Sex ain't got shit to do with it. Drugs ain't got nothing to do with it. Nothing got nothing to do. People just need to grow up and deal with the issue. You don't like me. I don't like you. They just get. If you don't like each other, y'all don't like each other. That's what people need to understand.
Exactly.
Quit playing like you like people.
That's the thing. Quit pretending. Like, don't go out here and date somebody.
I want to just be with you only.
Right. Don't go out here and date somebody. You know, you experiencing relationships with them. Like y'all this. Traveling together. Y'all doing this and doing that. And then you turn around and be like, well, you got three kids. I don't know if I'm comfortable with taking on that responsibility. But you've been dating for 2 years.
You said the word dating, though.
But that's the thing.
Dating.
What are you working towards? Like, why would you?
Know.
But why would you do all of that if you know already you're not ready to take on the responsibility?
Be serious at all.
Sometimes you just never, you just don't know yet.
These are the facts.
I'm saying, like, it's a lot of guys, but it's a lot of guys out here that, it's a lot of guys out here, but stop playing. Don't, I understand that. I mean, I understand sexual relationships. Some people are on the same page. Stop talking. When one person might be like, okay, you know, I like you. We're busy, but we can come together and do this. And it's okay for some people if that's the same page they're on. But if you know you're a good guy, you got a decent lifestyle, you got yourself together to be with a woman, you're dating women and somewhat exclusive with certain ones that you're doing, I just feel like it's a boundary. Like, don't go out of town.
The boundary is that you still know what else they're doing. So it's like, you know that's like, that's you like looking like, I don't see that. Like, I'm trying to be blurred to that. Because
exactly.
Don't do that.
But oftentimes people don't explicitly say from the jump, like, what they're
doing.
They
don't have to. It's actions. You may not know what they're doing, but because if somebody love you, you can, like, they can show you, like, that they really want to be with you. And you might, because to me, I feel like everybody be on trash to a certain extent, especially if you're not married. But once you recognize that they really want to be with you, okay, you might put up with some stuff. But if you recognizing that, oh, they want to be with you on certain days and certain times, what are you doing? Like, you're not building anything.
Playing wrong.
You know?
But you still got to say it. That's just me, though.
I feel it.
That's just me. You got to say
you're
it.
Only at the house. What's going on?
I can't answer after 9. Stop playing around.
You knew I can't after.
That's old school right there. That's when the minutes was free. The minutes was free after 9. Yeah, 8 to 7.
Right, free before 7.
All day while I'm at work, I don't answer the phone for you when I get off. What's going on? Stop playing around.
But then it's like, as a man, why don't you just say that instead of saying, girl, you know, I was doing this.
Because I'm figuring you got enough sense to do what I'm doing, too.
Or they might be busy.
No, because then the woman going to force them, as a woman, you force, like, I done been through all of this, you know, but that's why I don't deal with that no more. But as a woman, you force them, like, if they be like, I'm sorry, I can't talk to you right now. Why not? Da, 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 da. And then you respond back, and then you know what I mean?
It's right.
That's like, now you put yourself
so
in
got her.
A lot of women just be wanting to hear you say, like, look, I got somebody, even though we know it, we want to hear it come out your mouth. Like, just say, I'm here with. But that's so annoying. Like, I know,
I mean,
you know,
but sometimes
we know.
You just got to reality.
So I can
reality
cut your ass out and dump your ass. I just need to. But if I don't never get a confirmation, it's always limbo.
If I tell you.
Exactly. That's selfish.
I mean, at the end of the day, people aren't even honest with themselves about who they are.
That's
so who's going to be honest with anybody else?
Now, that's real.
You could want to do it. You can want to be so good, and then something can just happen and come up, and then next thing you know, it's like.
It's over.
You on to something next?
On to the
next. Yeah, you ain't even got to be on to the next. You just be sitting there as soon as you get back to the crib. Like, damn, I'm gonna have to go inside. I just can't talk about this. You know, it's between me and God. You know,
Jesus.
I don't.
You gotta keep that.
You need to communicate.
Yep.
Some people just don't. The reality nowadays, like she said,
not for everybody.
Save yourself.
Some people,
we are queens.
Exactly.
Women out there.
Queens.
You're a king. It's
and
God.
Goddesses.
Okay?
Yes.
And if not, we cool with being Paula, okay?
We not
Paula, but we can be Paula.
Actually, everybody is kings and queens. Some people are pawns.
No.
Okay.
You
got everybody's kings.
We are.
You got knights, bishops.
Talk about knights and bishops.
Yeah,
everybody
I mean,
ain't
chess.
No queen.
It should not be that complex.
Life is chess. Life
it's
is
not,
chess.
It's not chess.
Well, you sound
life
like
is
a real
a game
pawn
of chess
over
thing,
there, sir. Mr. Hugh, you sound like a pawn over there.
I'm just letting you know, everybody ain't no queen. Man. Everybody ain't no king. You ain't finna just walk up on everybody like, he's a king. You know this nigga.
I don't know. You sounded like a joker.
You know that's John.
How about Joker?
Boo-boo ain't no king.
So do y'all think that the sanctity of marriage is still
there?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's still there.
I don't know where it date. I ain't never been married.
I want to be.
He's about to know where at.
I don't know where at. Like what city? But it's somewhere. I'm gonna find the city. But I don't think it's
the city of lovers. Lovers
that y'all that I
yeah, it still exists. I think it's still out. Love is in
she
the
said
air.
Marriage.
Yeah, marriage
is
about,
that's love and marriage is two totally different things.
People want things so instantaneously now. So I feel like it's hard for like people to work through stuff.
Yeah, because they got married because they just was in love that month or them 6 months. Mm-hmm. And now they like,
I paid your bills. You
done broke your leg and now you can't work? Oh. I don't know if I want to be in this relationship.
You can't support me?
You lost your job.
What we doing ain't that bad. That's how y'all treating us.
Yeah.
Taking us to the curb because we hurt, you know? And you know, when you get married, they say in sickness and health, and you can't even take care. You can't even help nurse me with my leg, bro.
I can't help you once you take that hat off.
Somebody else will.
It's a lot of hat fishes out here. Shout out to the hat fish.
She said a hat fish.
Like, oh my God. Yeah. I remember I was like, can you take off your hat for a second? I just need to see your hair. He's like, oh, you just want to see? Yeah, I need to see.
No, it's like, it can be bald.
I ain't talking about bald. Yeah. I'm talking about struggling that hairline. That struggle line.
Let me
take
my
bald,
shit off.
Okay, nice bald.
Let me take my shit off. I look good. Look, which way you want ready. Me to do it? No, I don't need none of that. Yeah. I look like your brother, your young brother.
Your young brother.
Yeah.
You got a timeline?
No. That's what I said. I want to get married.
I just don't want to be old when I have kids.
Marriage. You see
it? Certainly.
You got a timeline?
No.
You don't even care.
It's hard to have a timeline.
Yeah, I just gotta have a vision for it. I don't have the vision for it right now.
Right.
You so far from that right now.
Not so far. But I haven't like focused on that. So
she's trying to change communities out here.
When somebody says marriage is so gray, it's like, far as hell from me.
Oh.
I need a telescope to see.
Telescope.
<That's what>
he says here in the galaxy.
I'm saying, but marriage, this seems so far. Like,
for men, I always
what
feel
it
like
is, marriage,
it's
you
marriage
don't know
is
where
far.
It's at.
Right.
See, everybody should out I'm here scared. Thinking like it's just booth. We gonna do a June 2nd. 2022, man, come on. Just if you want to get married, you just never know. You never know.
Because I think you're the only person in here that's been married.
Yeah.
How do you feel about marriage now
than you did
than
before?
You did back then,
it's an interesting institution. I mean, honestly, the first time I got married, I was young and stupid. I was 24. I had no business.
How long did you stay married?
6 years.
Oh wow,
that was
and it was. I was dumb. There's no other way to put it.
It was all you.
Well, there's a whole long story here about how my ego really screwed up my life.
You got the that's how you did. That's how you lost it.
But at the end of the day, she's the reason why I'm out here in Michigan. Like, she's the reason why I moved here from D.C.
We wouldn't have known you.
Silver lining, it is what it is.
My man.
Yeah.
My man.
So
y'all was supposed to date, y'all just wasn't supposed to marry.
I mean, it was. I mean, at the time, it seemed like a good idea. Mm. And if I had a dollar for every time I've said that in my life. No. So, I mean, here's the thing. I mean, marriage is more, like, nowadays, I get it. It's more about, like, the legal aspects and just making sure that both of your asses are covered and all that kind of stuff. It's, dude, like, the big church wedding thing, like, God forbid I ever get married again. But, like, that's not going to happen. Like, we'll elope. Yeah. Vegas, and I'll throw a huge dude. Because here's the thing: like, why are you going to? And again, looking back, like all of the headaches and hassles and pain in the ass that it was,
dude.
I'd have rather taken all that time and all that money and just thrown a kick ass party, which I did because the reception was ridiculous. But just ignore all the church crap and do that. I mean, if it's the right person and it's someone that you want to have some sort of affiliation for the rest of your life with, especially if kids are involved, I think it's a good idea. I mean, that's, like I said, it's a lot of the legalities to it, and it's a lot of the responsibilities to it. You know, like if you're buying a house.
You're an important person. How are you going to feel about the prenup?
Dude, I had one before. No, I mean, it's protect your ass.
Right.
No, but I mean, it's like, you know, but here's the thing. Like, so, you know, it's like marriage when it comes to legality issues. I've got a friend of a friend who the girl that he was living with for the better part of 12 years developed a really nasty form of cancer and crashed out and died inside of 6 months.
Oh, my God.
Even though they were together for 12 years and he had been living there for 11 of them and was making the house payments and all that kind of fun stuff, the kids swooped in and kicked him out. Because they never took the time to get married. They never took the time to get his name added to the paperwork. That's the kind of shit that can happen to you.
Yeah.
You know, so it's – and that, you know, that works for women too. You know, make sure – you know, if it's a thing – It ain't a thing if it ain't in writing.
Like, that's
yeah,
what
like,
I,
you know, the ring.
We
and
ain't
gotta else,
get married, but I need to be on this paper, and that paper.
Like with
so
that, you, like with the marriage
die,
thing. With
them
the marriage
kids
thing,
better go on and fall back.
You guys in politics.
You talking about somebody?
Right.
Yeah,
that's not personal. She's a vicarious. That's a vicarious experience.
Yeah. We've been living through her through the show. Yeah, I've been listening.
Airing out that laundry.
She's been subtweeting this entire conversation.
Oh yeah.
Who you mad at?
Oh yeah.
She's been subtweeting the whole time. Okay, like that being said, with the marriage thing, like, okay, like the old politics. This is what old school, new school. The old politics is like, by you guys being single, not married, not, you know, I guess, do they shun upon you guys a little bit in the
government? I ain't gonna lie, I thought you gotta be married to be a politician.
That's what I thought.
It's
a lot of single folks.
Yeah, it is a lot of single folks. Okay. It's a lot of older single folks.
Okay. You
know, it's
I don't know why.
Maybe because I
maybe
always
thought,
because
said
the president.
Yeah.
You just kind of look at it.
Like, can the president be single?
The president could be single too.
What do you think? It's just,
you know, when you get into politics and stuff, a lot of people look at like these optics and they like want to like,
how does it look?
They think it's like this cookie cutter thing.
Family.
You need X, Y, and Z. You got to do X, Y, and Z. You got to.
So some of that stuff made up?
Yeah, I think so. I think like you
some of those, some of those couples
single,
are made
as long
up
as your people like you and support you, I think you can be cool. You know, like
everything
some,
is staged.
It could be, man, it could be a, it could be a dude
Olivia
who's
Pope.
Gay who has a fake wife just to look like he married.
We've
you know?
Seen scandals.
Or it could be somebody who's single and they have a fake wife just to look.
We know Melania don't like Trump for real.
The angle.
Come on.
The angles.
I do think this
she always has that look on her face like, yeah. I just wanted
even
to be a mail order bride. What the hell happened?
I just want how did I end up yeah. here?
I just want money.
How'd I become a whole person?
Exactly. I'm doing what now?
Even the dog.
So it's all optics is what you're actually saying. Just it's show and tell.
Well, and I guess here's a good question. Being, you know, being young and single and in the political world, does living in the instant social media sphere concern you at all? Like, I mean, it's my buddy and I have joked for the longest time. Like, we're basically each other's mutually assured destruction pact that neither one of us will ever get into politics. Because my biggest fear is it's, you know, it'll be, dude, some, you know, I'd run for office and it'll be me hanging out at Temple Bar or me hanging out at Whiskey in the Jar and somebody will be like, oh, so-and-so's drunk. And
so is this, I was about
like,
to ask
do you worry
you
about that stuff?
That y'all can't do?
I mean, I don't think yeah, I really worried about it too much. I mean, as long as you got people around you that's tight and
got
you just don't do nothing crazy. Like even if I wasn't in politics, I wouldn't be out getting like torched, you know, if I was just out in public, you know. And so it's like I do the same thing, but I'm a regular dude, you know. And I'm over 21, so if I was out at a bar and I was out drinking, somebody caught it, you know, cool. It's whatever. Yeah, you know?
I ain't doing nothing wrong.
Not if he giving somebody a motorboat.
You know?
That'd be different.
You might get some votes off of that.
Yeah,
nowadays
you might get
some
votes. It'd be like the video. I'd be on Ellen.
Or what was that pastor name?
Young State representing a motorboat.
Pastor Wilson. Gonna be doing a pastor.
Oh.
Got a whole new congregation. Whole new 10,000 followers.
Y'all trying to get him a whole
new. Probably got a private jet.
Them new constituents.
Exactly.
Totally different constituents right there.
Right. Well, Jewel, I know that you definitely got a good. I appreciated you and
Diaja.
I gotta give you a nickname, Diaja.
No,
she's not without Ruffin.
We gonna go with Diaja.
Cause I be wanting to call her Siaja because I got a student named Siaja.
Well, that's good. It's just a D.
Diaja Ruffin.
DC. Diaja, come back too. You guys, come
great.
Back.
This is a nice show. It's a nice vibe.
Yeah, you know, we all young. We ain't trying. We want to get the information out there, but we want our listeners to know that
so
we're
crazy.
Just
I'm
like
I'm
them.
The uncle.
Okay. I'm big, that's here. Big Unk.
Big Unk.
Sure. Yeah, so y'all come back anytime. I definitely want to have you guys back in the spring, you know, yeah, when it's sunny out. See what else is going on. Give you about 3 to 6
yeah,
months.
Keep us posted, posted on everything.
Yeah, and then the events, anything, you know, invite us out so we can show up.
March 14th. I'm having a cake tasting.
Okay.
And I'm having a special announcement. So y'all
you make cake?
Ooh. Oh,
let me put
March 14th
in my
What's
calendar.
What's the name of it? You got a name?
Mm-hmm. The Goods Bakery.
The Goods.
Yep. Where you located? That's you doing home?
Home base, yeah.
You say Goods Bakery?
The Goods Bakery.
The Goods.
That's they look Instagram?
Yep.
You got pictures on there?
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm building my content, so I'm more professional with it now.
Okay.
So okay.
You won't get a lot of content until I'm just busting them out.
Yeah. Okay. Get
but come to the cake tasting, and you'll see.
March 14th.
Yeah.
And shout out your Instagram or where people can reach you.
Deaja Ruffin, DiajaRuffin.
Thank you.
Again, she is the, what is that, the 13th?
District.
I am a
delegate.
Child of God.
Okay.
The continuum of everything he says I am.
Okay.
I
then.
Okay.
Do you already?
Jewel, where can we reach you at?
Cake taste.
You can follow March me at just Jewel Jones. It's Jewel Jones MI on there. I think JewelJones.
All right.
Yeah,
and you know to follow us. We on Instagram, the Key of Five Lovely, C Banks, Courtney Banks.
What was that charity?
Hugh Chambers.
Oh, Neighborhood Hope Dealers.
Neighborhood Hope Dealers.
If anybody want to donate, just let me know.
Let me know. Donate, y'all. Neighborhood Hope Dealers.
That's a cool shirt.
We're supporting everybody black.
For real.
Yes.
Hope
I thought, did you have a shirt like that already?
Yeah,
I think I had one.
I had some kind of shirt. I be having a lot of shirts.
Yeah, we need some of that holler stuff up here, man, so we can represent for you too.
Exactly, well. Because I've been waiting for my shirt.
Right, you came to the fashion show with it
20 years ago.
Yeah. So
definitely, thank you guys for coming out. It's been a wonderful show.
The money,
yes, and we will get back with you guys next week in February 7th. Where we'll be talking about epidemics when they hit the other community.
Dun dun dun.
Dun, 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 dun.
Peace
Thank you guys
out.
For coming.
Peace and love. Yeah.